My name is Kaya Usher. I work with frequencies and I can help you shift your life. Welcome to our radio show, which will soon be a podcast. Stay tuned. What an exciting time. So this is a religious weekend for many people. And today I just want to bring in the Christ consciousness. So I remember several years ago when I really started opening up to this space, and it was after one of my surgeries, and the Christ consciousness just came in such a brilliant velocity. I was enraptured for a couple weeks where I was healing after my surgery and just suspended in this in this brilliance. And so before Jesus was born, this Christ consciousness has always existed. He tapped into that. So he tapped into that amazing field and realized, oh, these are frequencies. I don't know that that's what he called them, but this is what I meant to do. This is what I meant to release from myself so I can maintain this higher Christ consciousness. And so what an incredible human being, and what an incredible spirit he is. And what I'm seeing for the future is, with religion, it's not that it's going to end, but what's going to happen is we're going to start really doing it in the brilliance, where there's no dark frequencies, where there's no suffering, there's no sin, there's no punishment. It's let's tap into the brilliance of who we all are and join together in a community where we can celebrate each other at our highest potential and help those that want to rise up into this Christ consciousness, help them get there. With this work, what we're doing is that we're switching it over, that old consciousness. We're moving that someone has to lose for someone else to gain. So in religion, you step into this higher religion, what it was always meant to be, what the vision of Jesus would have seen, which is when he said, I am the way, what he meant not is you have to do it the way I do it and you have to follow me. What he meant was frequency work is the way. You got to clean up your field like he did. He went away, he cleaned up his space. He went through his dark night of the soul and he came back so strong, powerful in his resolve and ready to help. So that was just such an important message today to pass on. Is we all have the same potential. We can all access our brilliance. It's there. That Christ consciousness is there for every single one of us, and it is glorious. And it's actually not religious, is what I meant to say too. It is not religious. It's part of our creation. And what I'm seeing so clearly is that this work is not religious. It's not spiritual. It's not even scientific. It is just that field of our creation, that subquantum space. That's what we're accessing. And everything must be created there. You can try your whole life to create it down here. But if you're not resonating in your brilliance, it's going to feel like pushing a boulder up a mountain. You can do it. You can be determined. You can have great willpower and you will get places. But to get that whole pie, what I'm seeing, you got to do that work at that subquantum level like Jesus did. That Christ consciousness, bringing it in. So today I want to dedicate the radio show, the meditation, to bringing in that Christ consciousness and seeing how many of us can feel that beauty space, the glory of what that was all about and what that is all about before Jesus was here, when he was here, and now. And what I'm also meant to tell you is that that Christ consciousness is expanding, 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 amplifying, amplifying, so we can gain even more now than we could have 2,000 years ago or 10,000 years ago. So it's a really exciting time. We're shifting so dramatically, so fast now. It's beyond words, really. So let's get right into the meditation. Are we ready? Let's go. Today, as we celebrate a beautiful human being and spirit, we celebrate Jesus today. In his purest sense, not about the stories, not about anything written, just who he is and who he was. Let's see if you guys can feel him and feel the beauty of what he tapped into. Deep breath in. So he's coming in right now. So let's see if you guys can feel him coming in. He's actually going to take over this meditation. So without further ado, let's hand it over to you, Jesus. This is going to be a silent meditation unless he wants to say anything, in which case I will say it for him. But perhaps you guys, because you're so connected, you can hear what he has to say yourselves, okay? So opening up that space now, the beauty of Christ consciousness. So he's saying to accept what is rightfully yours. Your brilliance. It's time to accept your brilliance. It's there. This, he's saying, is a really exciting time for all of us to seize upon this time right now. It's a really exciting time for us down here. He predicted this. This time frame exactly right now. He knew this would come. And it's here. Deep breath in. Feel this consciousness opening up even further. And he just said, your hearts are free. Always remember, your hearts are free. Whew. Have the courage to follow what is rightfully yours. Deep breath in. Feel your heart. And that he has a deep love and admiration for everyone who is doing this work. As we prepare to come back here, settle back in, thankful for this experience, thankful for our lives, celebrating. Never wasting a moment. Always choosing your highest potential. And so it is. Have an amazing day. And I'll see you guys tomorrow.